The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I controlled the remote for 3 days. I can't wait to tell you how refreshingly amazing that felt. Good morning. Oh. It's Tuesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Oh, don't you sound a little disgruntled, DJ Automatic?
I've been out of town for a while, and Dana decided that while I was gone, she was just going to, like, I guess, conquer the remote. You put your flag in it.
Go, yep, dude. Sure did. I landed. DCS flag right on it and controlled every single thing that we watched for 2 days. And I feel like I have some estrogen in me
there
again.
There it is.
Got some estrogen in me.
I feel like
again.
I have some estrogen in me too.
Because of the suggestions on your Netflix.
Oh, dude.
I'm not against you.
He just wants to watch sports and
nothing
crass
wrong.
Comedy.
Nah,
and some kind of sad documentaries.
Okay. Well, I'm not against you, DJ Automatic, but I am towards that. I love that feeling of controlling the remote. I remember when I broke
less of a man when my wife has the remote.
Well, yeah, of course.
It's like,
dude,
am I even the king of this castle?
We watch Devil Wears Prada and Mean Girls. Let's go!
I fell asleep during Mean Girls. I still have never seen it.
Damn, well, you're missing out. All right, well, then I get the excitement then, dude. I understand the excitement now.
What else can I make DJ Automatic watch? We went to bed last night watching Coco. Oh. Hit me up right now. Call me or add Dana Cortez
on Instagram.
I'll take
the battery remote.
Those are all really good things to watch after partaking,
thank
though,
you.
Too. So kudos to your wife for not putting on like a true crime documentary.
True.
I think he would have left the house if I did that. He would have stomped out in protest. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go to start with National Lemon Juice Day. This is already been a little tart, hasn't it?
Lemon juice is the basis of many good things. Cleaner, lemonade. I mean, there's all kinds
of
things
lemon
you can do with lemons.
Or lemonade. But anyway, let's wrap it up on National Chop Suey Day, yo.
Hey.
Chop suey is an original OG Chinese food. And there was a lot of anti-Chinese immigrant sentiment in the early 1900s.
Oh.
And Chinese immigrants opened restaurants in New York, and all the hipsters started going in there like, this food is good. And that's how chop suey became a very popular food. Reminds me a lot of like Mexican food today.
Damn, well, I will say this. I ate a lot of chop suey growing up because my mom thought that she could make it. And it was not good.
All right.
Why are you always complaining about your mother's cooking?
Because she's a bad cook. And I tell her to her face. I was with her this weekend. I was like, Mom, I don't want you to cook me anything. Let's go eat somewhere.
You came a long way, brother, from your mom who couldn't make it to Dana who knows unwanted facts about chop suey, dude.
She made chop suey the other day.
Mine was good.
Delicious.
She spent the weekend watching chop suey documentaries by herself.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Taking your kids to an amusement park can be so much fun, but what if you see some grown man taking photos of one of your children?
Oof.
Well, that's what happened. His mom caught some dude snapping pics in his phone, and she approached him immediately.
Why do you got my daughter in your phone?
This mom happened to be there. We're not always there with our kids.
Man,
especially amusement parks and things like that.
I'm never one to condone violence, but if somebody was to do that to a child, I would understand the parent acting out in a violent behavior. Like, I think that would be...
She didn't go over the top, right?
I don't think she went over the top at all.
No,
she grabbed that man's phone and the picture was in there. She made him delete it.
And I'll just say this. The guy looks like a creepy guy.
You don't necessarily have to look like a creepy guy, though, DJ
Automatic. He did look like a creepy guy, and her friend that was with her was ready to fight the guy.
He said
he's going to jail or I'm going to jail for fighting.
Oh, the cops got called. Everything went down. You got to teach your kids.
Do I look like a creepy guy?
No, not like that guy. No.
All right, thank you, dude.
I don't think that's the right message, Automatic, because sometimes people don't look creepy, and they are creeps. And that's the thing you got to teach your kids. You know, number one, don't talk to people you don't know. I don't care how old you are either. Just because you're a teenager, don't think you know better. Trust me, you don't need to be talking to strangers. Number two, teach your kids to be aware of their surroundings. Where are you at? What do people look like? What are folks wearing?
Take
red flag.
Notice of your surroundings and know everything, I think, is a message that has to be heightened today because of how attached the youth is to their phones. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like,
you just Google Maps everything.
Yeah, you ever just walk across the street and like pay attention at your phone and not look both ways?
Yes.
That happens a lot. So
constantly, Anthony. Constantly. Now, this is something that I know for sure, Automatic, you had happen to you. If someone approaches you, you run and you scream at the top of your lungs, this is not my dad, this is not my mom, help, help, help.
Wait, that happened to you automatically?
Yeah, it did happen. When I was 8 years old, I was walking to school and a guy tried to kidnap me.
Ooh.
He tried to put me in his car.
And you ran! on?
I ran to some random person's house, and they thought I was crazy, but they finally let me in. They let me call my mom. And
you ran to a stranger's house.
Yeah, I did run to a stranger's house, but she was a nice little lady, and she took care of me. She let me hang out there until my mom came and picked me up.
Hey, man, shout out to her.
That's really important. See something, say something. We always said it, but I mean it, especially when there is a child involved or someone in a vulnerable situation. Now, of course, we're talking about strangers. The reality is, when something like this happens to children, it's usually a close friend or a member of the family. Let's be real, okay? It's very rare that strangers come to take your kids, but it does happen. So let's make sure our children are prepared, and we are as well as adults.
And one of the things they say to watch for is watch for grooming. And these things are things where kids, you know, they give you money for no reason or presents for no reason, and they just want to be around your kid for no reason.
That's what I'm saying. It's usually family and friends. A lot of times you do see these terrible things. Single parent, you know, bring a boyfriend into the house, and they end up doing things to the kids that they're not supposed to. So let's teach our kids to be wary.
Hey, so everybody creepy now?
No, not everybody's creepy. Not everybody's creepy, but it does happen, Anthony, and the problem is nobody wants to talk about it. You brush it under the rug because it's embarrassing, or you don't believe the child. This happened to me, and people didn't believe me. And you have to believe your kid. There's no reason a child would make something like this up. So have open discussions with them and reassure them. They can tell you anything. Has something like this ever happened to you? And or you, were you like automatic, had that story where he ran away when he was little? Tap in with your thoughts. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Why are men dipping their testicles in soy sauce? Let me explain. There's a scientific reason for this. Only they got the science wrong because the science came from TikTok.
What?
I know.
Are you sure that's not what they're doing in Bangkok?
I'm positive, Anthony.
Are you sure they didn't want some salty nuts?
Positive, DJ Automatic. I'm positive. So there's a study done by the Monell Chemical Synthesis Center in Philadelphia. Come to find out, when mice lose their sense of taste, they also lose fertility. It affects the testicles. For some reason, the Daily Mail published an article with the headline, "Testicles Have Taste Buds." Huh? Nobody knows why.
Okay.
So men began dipping their testicles in various foods, from soy sauce to peanut butter, even swooshing them around some strawberry jam.
I would think whipped cream would probably be my first go if this, you know, if I was.
So they're saying if you dip your testicles in a food, you can taste it in your mouth.
Yes, automatic, yes.
I say we try this.
They're not saying it. Dumb men are saying it.
All right, well, speaking of dumb men, how about we go to Scotland, all of us dumb men, and we search for the Loch Ness Monster.
What?
If you're not intrigued, I'm going to tell you what's going on. The Loch Ness Monster is a mythical creature that, of course, has been haunting Scotland for decades for now. It looks like a dinosaur.
Ponds of Scotland.
Yes, yes. And right now, they are looking for volunteers to go on the biggest search for this monster since the 1970s, all right? And if you're looking to get out to Scotland and join this crew, you go to lochness.com and join the quest.
Do you get paid?
No, it's all volunteer, dude.
I'll just stay here and search for a chupacabra. It's free.
Well, we're not going to waste our time over there in the UK. We're coming back to the US, where this 38-year-old woman who was suffering from nausea, vomiting, and an extremely swollen stomach was checked into the hospital here in the U.S. She had suffered dramatic weight loss. She hadn't eaten for weeks.
Oh, no.
And they said, we're going to have to do emergency surgery. So they open her stomach, and guess what they find? A giant hairball lodged in her digestive tract.
Puss.
With a small tail that had made its way into her intestine.
That is so disgusting.
I am not cheering for her sickness right now, but for all the hair that women have left down the shower drain, you know,
it's kind of her stomach.
It's kind of a little bit of justice here.
Is that what you're saying?
So this woman was actually addicted to pulling out her hair and eating it.
Oh, now I feel bad.
So all you girls out there eating your hair while you're bored, this is what can happen.
Nobody's eating their hair when they're
bored.
When
I was in elementary school, I felt like girls were always chewing on their hair.
Better than glue. That's what you boys ate in elementary school. Those are your WTF stories. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It costs a lot of money to go out to eat, especially if you have a large family or even just a date night, right? I've got a place, two places actually, you can go to for good steak and good seafood that will not break the bank. In case you missed it, three stories you need to know, DJ Automatic.
So CBS News caught up with a sleep doctor to find out if these sleep machines that we put on while we're to go to bed actually work.
Okay.
And he says they do, but he broke it down. This is the part that I thought was interesting. There's white noise, which is like the hissing noise. Then there's a brown noise, which is more like ocean noise. That's what we listen to. And pink is like raindrops.
Oh.
And the short answer to this is yes, they work. We use them every day.
Which works the best, though?
I can't.
It depends which one you like.
I like thunderstorms. Sounds
so that would be pink. A brown noise.
Oh, brown, okay. Brown. Brown. Okay, okay, all right, dude. I like a brown as thunder.
I'm Chicana, even in my sleep.
Yeah, dog.
All right,
yo. And if you're wondering how often should you change your toothbrush, and shout out to the girl who pointed out that I have a new toothbrush. I appreciate you.
What's her name?
We're not going to do that.
I'm not here to do that, dude. That girl over, I'm like,
the mystery woman who appreciates my good hygiene. All right, in case you missed it, you should be replacing your toothbrush every 3 months.
Oh,
according to Dr. Kelman, who is a lead lecturer and professor at UCLA School of Dentistry. Dentistry? Well, that's not even how you say it.
I don't know.
I don't think it's how you say it.
I had it. I had it, dude.
Dana, you're my wife. Where's my new toothbrush?
Your
toothbrush looks old in a week because you brush your teeth too hard.
Oh, you're a hard toothbrush.
You're not supposed to do that.
Well, then in that case, automatic, you should look to replacing them every 2 months if your bristles look frail,
but that's really bad for your gums.
I feel like that's the only way I can get in there and get all that stuff out there. And then when I floss, I floss every day, almost every day.
For all my bachelor homies out there, just make sure you got good toothbrushes before she comes over. Have them visible.
3 months. You know, interestingly enough, Automatic likes to schmoke a little something. And so we had a little problem because he'll brush his teeth before that. Oh. So now I encourage him. We have a toothbrush party together. Hey, let's have a toothbrush party. That's my sign for him to get up and brush his damn
toothbrush
teeth.
Toothbrush party has become code for let's have sex.
Okay.
That too. We party ever. Let's go. Okay, now look, Automatic, that's enough. This is a family show. We're moving on to share with the peoples. In case you missed it, going out to eat is very expensive. However, there are still some good places you can grab a good meal for your family or even a date night, like Outback Steakhouse. Do you know that a family of four can eat there under $150?
Okay.
$150 is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, but we're talking about a celebration or something special.
Got that's it. And we're talking
people.
Steaks.
Yeah. Yes.
And the steaks there are actually pretty good. I like it.
Oh, and they're blooming onions. Wow. And the bread.
And the potatoes that are all extra salty.
So good, so good. And if you want seafood, Red Lobster has several meals under $20. You can splurge a little, get some apps. You could feed a family of four. Lobster and all kinds of scrimps for under $160.
Nice, dude. This whole bit is really great, but it's also like triggered some wild flashbacks. I remember the first time I got a good report card and I asked my mom, I was like, yo, mom, can you take me out to eat? And she's like, nope, that's your job.
Oh, she said no.
Yeah.
You were like, we're going to Red Lobster. She's like, no, you're not,
dude.
You get a house burger. Where's your favorite place to get a good meal, but that isn't going to break the bank? And also, Automatic, you kind of admitted to something right there about the toothbrush thing. You know, when you have kiddos, it's kind of hard to sneak away and get the sexy time in. How do you code talk to your significant other? What's the sign and what do you do to get away to get it in? All right, hit me up right now. Let's talk about it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kendrick Lamar leaving the West Coast. Where is he headed to? I've got this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
We got to start by honoring the great, the iconic King of Pop. Michael Jackson was born on this day in 1958. May he rest in peace. And Liam Payne celebrating his birthday today as well, too.
Let's talk about Kanye West to open up the Daily Dirt. Now, I've been to a club or two where people take their shoes off, but it's usually because you're inebriated and, you know, whatever, your feet hurt, ladies, right? Kanye West is walking the streets of Italy barefoot with champagne in his hand.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he was in heels or not. You know, he does dress a little crazy. But what is really going on?
The difference was, this was during the middle of the day. So I'm thinking Kanye might be on a bender again.
Might be, but he's supposedly also working on new music. So a new Kanye album is in the works. The question is, are we getting gospel Kanye or good life Kanye? I vote for two. All right, we'll keep you posted on that. Another news, Adele was performing in Vegas when one of her fans was standing up singing to every song. See, the reason it's a big deal is because at her shows, people sit down. You know, she's got slow
music. There's a lot
of
older people at her shows.
Yeah. But this guy was just having the most fabulous time, and security went to him and threatened him that if he didn't sit down and shut up, they were going to toss him from the venue. And Adele said, "Oh, no, you're not."
Sorry, guys. I'm going with the whole show bus. There's a lot of people sitting behind him. He's here to have fun. Like all of you in your time.
My favorite part is him going, oh! At that moment, he blew Adele a kiss. She caught it and put it in her pocket. I love it.
What initially started this whole thing, though, was this old lady was sitting behind him and kept telling him to shut up. And then the rest of the, and then security told him to shut up and sit down. And that's when Adele stepped in.
We're at a concert, people. Let's have a good time.
Hello.
All right. And then finally, Kendrick Lamar just bought a penthouse in Brooklyn.
Oh.
Yeah. 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2,000 square feet of outdoor space. You have to understand, in New York, that's a big deal. Because it's all city.
It's a big deal here.
No, you're right. It's a big deal anywhere. Play area, meditation studio, and a gym. And he paid almost $10 million for it. Reportedly, Kendrick Lamar is working on a movie project of sorts.
Let me find out he has a meditation studio.
He does!
It's like the most Gen Z thing Kendrick's ever done, dog.
I actually have pictures of the meditation studio and his house. You know, nobody posted the pictures. I had to go search high and low for them.
Oh, my God.
Inspector Dana?
Oh, automatic. A wife can find anything if she really puts her mind to it. You know what I'm saying? Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go check the photos. We'll be right back. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to talk about wieners today in food news. I couldn't wait to say that. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Tuesday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Adria, a.k.a. the Glizzy Gladiator.
I love this first hashtag. In 2009, Jose Hernandez, son of migrant farm workers, got to live out his dream of going to space when he served as a mission specialist during a NASA space shuttle mission. Now, his inspiring story that we've referenced so many times on his show is turned into a movie. Ooh. We can watch it. You know, he migrated here with his parents from Michoacán, Mexico, and he picked vegetables and fruits alongside them for many years. He said that he didn't speak English, but the one thing that's universal is math. So he really concentrated on math and science, which he excelled at. And then he ended up in space. And now we can watch the movie this month.
Now Michael Pena is playing him in a movie.
There it is. That's what we're talking about. What a stud right there. I love me some Michael Pena, boy.
I love him, too. It'll also be available Amazon Prime and in theaters. Woo. DJ Automatic Food News.
Do you guys remember the guy who drank the beer out of a hot dog straw last year?
I vaguely remember that.
It's sad that I clearly remember that. Yes.
I swear. I was just thinking.
He was at a baseball game.
I was just thinking, why do I remember that? But it's an odd thing. He's got a wiener, a straw. He's like, yeah.
Well, Oscar Mayer has done us all a favor and has created the hot dog straw.
Let's go.
I don't know.
I don't know, ladies.
You're not ready to take down the glizzy?
I don't know about slurping the meat through the meat or through the liquid through the meat now, you know?
Slurping the meat through the meat sounded a little weird. But
you know what's weird?
Dude.
Is that I don't know either. So there you go. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
there
it's going to be available. Go hit up your Oscar Mayer people for it.
No, thank you.
You know what? Our married homie should get it. That way some meat's getting
Anthony A. National Day.
All right, let's go start with National Lemon Juice Day. That's a fun time.
That threw a wiener. I wonder what that would taste like.
Automatic, I'll get you the wiener and you can let me know.
Okay.
Wiener and lemon does not sound good, though.
Let's cut this conversation off. Let's celebrate National Chop Suey Day.
Oh, yes. I love this. I said the story earlier. This is an original meal from China made popular by Chinese immigrants in New York. Hipsters go in, they're like, oh, this is good. And then it spreads across the country. It just reminds me a lot of Mexican food, you know, the way we do Taco Tuesday and stuff. Now, this is a food we grew up with. I love shrimp fried rice. I love Kung Pao chicken. I just love Chinese
Why are you naming
food?
All the stuff that we order from the little Chinese spot by our house?
I love that spot, DJ.
There's a little Chinese spot right by our house that has the best. They even have good dumplings.
Just a little hole in the wall.
You can't even sit in there. It's just a window.
Okay, that's all fun. We'll talk about before we got on air, the premise of the bit was to go around and talk about what we all loved about Chinese food.
Sorry.
Dana just lifted off what she liked. Dude, what is
I can't
No, it's
it.
Fine, dude. It's so good.
Chinese food barely less than Mexican food.
You know what the sad thing is, I have no idea what the name of the restaurant is by our house, but we eat there like three times a month. Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, inside the Dana Cortez Show today, we were discussing when's the perfect time to swap out your toothbrush.
Ooh.
And I told y'all it's 3 months, according to a UCLA School of Dentists professor. Okay, so swap out those toothbrushes, and it got us talking about bachelor pads. What's something every bachelor pad needs? Your essentials, your must-haves. Let's break it down right now. I was talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself and DJ Automatic, who is now a married man, but was once a bachelor, living a bachelor lifestyle like myself.
Before Dana came and swooped me up.
Man, dude, did you have to like clean before she came over and everything like that?
Nah, she knew me.
Oh,
for people who don't know the story, Dan and I were doing the show before we hooked up.
Yeah, so. they were coworkers, and then, you know, and then they got a little
She knew
busy.
All my dirty ways.
Oh, man.
So it wasn't like I felt like I had to impress her because she knew everything about me.
I wonder if I'm messing up, because now before any time a girl comes over, I clean my apartment thoroughly.
Oh, but I was single before that, I was always doing that.
Okay, I clean it thoroughly to my pleasing.
Or, I will say this, I rented a lot of hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Because
powerful time out, dude. So your place was so dirty that you would random go spend.
I live with other guys.
Okay.
And so if you don't want somebody banging on the door trying to listen, or you know how it is when you live with,
yes, dude.
And like there was a period of time where I lived this one house where we would sweep and there would literally be a pile of dirt.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think I ever took a woman
That's
to that.
Good.
Well,
Why?
Actually, no, I'm lying. I did take a couple. I was broke. I didn't have money for a hotel.
Luckily, you didn't have a kid with them. That's what we're blessing. Count your blessings there, brother. All right, for all my bachelors out there, pay attention. This is what you need. A set of dinnerware or glassware, all right?
Yes.
Kick the paper plates and the red Solo cups.
Actually, that's what made me love Dana. She didn't judge me for only having paper plates and red Solo cups.
All right, there is a simplicity aspect to that, but I'll never forget the time I was hooking up with this girl. One night she comes over, the next week she comes over with a whole set of just like dinnerware. And everything, and I'm still using that. We're not dating anymore, but I'm still using that. So I appreciate you. You also want to have a well-appointed bathroom.
What does that mean?
This means like have a fresh toothbrush on display. You know what I'm saying? Recycle those out.
Hand towels.
Hello. Oh. Women love hand towels, dudes. Get some hand towels. The third thing you want is some window treatments in your place of living, all right? Some curtains, maybe some blinds going up there.
I hang bed sheets.
Oh, my God.
I had bed sheets the whole time.
And your wife
I got the wood the wood shutters for a while.
I have so many questions for your wife now. She saw those and she was like, that's my man.
She
right
really
there.
Knew me.
You also want to get some bedding and a bed frame. Get your mattress up off the ground, playa, before you start inviting
my
chicks
bed
over.
Was not on the ground. Were the sheets washed?
Maybe. And the final thing that me and Automatic both think you need in your bachelor pad to have a successful one is candles or some type of air freshener.
Yeah, just make it smell good.
You want to make sure that place smells good. Air it out. Open up the windows a couple times a week. You don't want to smell like dude, and in my case, dude and dog.
Oh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.